How many of you have heard the phrase, Jesus never said anything about homosexuality? You hear that phrase? Jesus never said anything about homosexuality. And here's the response. To think that whatever Jesus didn't talk about means that it's okay, means that beating children is okay, means that putting car bombs on your neighbors for having barking dogs is okay. It means that all manner of strange and weird and sinful behavior is okay because Jesus did not specifically address it. Jesus didn't say anything about using cocaine or pot. But the potheads love that one. Slavery, incest, or spousal abuse. We can't just assume everything that Jesus didn't talk about, he approved of. That's silly. And the Judaism of Jesus' day universally condemned all homosexual practices, and his apostles also condemned them. So he had no need to speak about the issue because it wasn't like he was clearing up a controversy. He just remained silent, probably because it was like, I don't need to clear this up. It's already in the right place. He often dealt with areas that he wanted to change. And so what he was silent on, he probably just was fine with. Number two, we don't know what Jesus didn't say. It's not as though every word of Jesus is recorded in the Bible. I don't know if he said something about this. It's just not recorded in Scripture. Much of what Jesus said wasn't recorded. Number three, why you shouldn't use Jesus not talking about homosexuality as an excuse to behave it. Jesus believed the Old Testament to be true, and if he was asked about the issue, would have simply repeated the words of Leviticus or Genesis the way he did when he was asked about marriage. You've heard that it was said in the beginning, God created them male and female, therefore. And he draws his conclusions about the rightness and wrongness of what men and women should do based on Genesis 1, or Genesis 2 and 3. And we also see that he believed the scriptures. He came to fulfill them, not to destroy them. And so he's not gonna go against the moral proclamations of the Old Testament. Number four, Jesus is God. Think about this. If you're a Christian, right? If you're not a Christian, why do you care? But if you're a believer, Jesus is God, and he gets credit for the writings of the Old Testament as well as the New, as well as what the apostles wrote under the leading of the Holy Spirit. In fact, we even have scripture saying that it was the Spirit of Christ that was in them as they were writing. That's 1 Peter 1:11. It's not just the red letters that come from Jesus. That's the point. And so the Bible universally condemns it. So God does. Jesus does. And number five, Jesus actually did say something about marriage. And I'd like to read it to you. It's in Matthew 19. He said, and he answered and said to them, he was asked, is it okay for a man just to get divorced casually from his wife? He says, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. He's saying the nature of marriage is found in Genesis, and tough questions about marriage can be answered by referring to God's design in Genesis. God's design is one male and one female joined for life. This is the thing that Jesus says, what God has joined together. Man and woman. In fact, the terms are specifically gendered, right? Man and wife. There's no such thing as a male wife. There's no such thing as a female man. These are all gender specific. This rules out polygamy because two become one. This rules out homosexual relationships by definition because of the complementary opposites that they are, man and wife. And therefore, homosexuality can't be sanctified by marriage because the design of marriage is bi-gendered, is male-female. That's the design, just based on the words of Jesus. God invented and defined marriage, and Jesus endorsed this as the basis for solving marriage issues that they were dealing with back then and that we can deal with today. So keep in mind that marriage is the only good and accepted place for human passions to be expressed, and therefore homosexual desires, just based on what Jesus said, are again condemned.